So I'm going to talk briefly about Never Let Me Go, which is a new film by Mark Romanek, who's the guy who directed that creepy Robin Williams film ages ago called 1 Hour Photo. I think it's 2001, that one. And this, it's been a few weeks since I've seen it, but it's a adaptation of the Kazuo Ishiguro novel of the same name, which is about three young people in, I believe, the 1960s, who it's set in an alternative future where people live beyond 100 years, and it's hard to talk about this film without spoiling it, which is to say, they attend this boarding school as young people, and they're told various things, and the short of it is they're not going to have the same kind of lives that everyone else is going to have. And these young people are played by Carey Mulligan, who is just incredible, Andrew Garfield, who is also amazing, and Keira Knightley, who is just okay. And the movie is kind of it's a meditation on life and on death and on what's important. And it's just sort of it's like an elegy. It's just really beautifully shot. It's, contemplative and leisurely with the pace, and it's set in, this idyllic English countryside. And so it's kind of a science fiction movie in a way, in the world that it sets up, but it's really more about the relationships and especially Carey Mulligan's character, I think she's absolutely one of my favorite actresses at the moment, because she is just, like all the great ones, she doesn't have to say anything, and you just kind of understand what she's thinking. And I don't know how she does this, but she's just fantastic at doing that. And Andrew Garfield again puts in another great performance. He was obviously in The Social Network, and he's the new Spider-Man, and he's going to go on to big things, I think. So really, this is just a really beautiful movie. I think the end, it tries to articulate its themes too much in the end, which is unfortunate. But otherwise, I absolutely recommend this film, that everyone just goes and see it, because it's quite sad and quite lovely at the same time. So yep, if you can find the rest of my stuff on atonafilm.com.